Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW at 1150 a.m. here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on the West Coast. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I had a wonderful interview during the last hour with Giuseppe Vitellio from the University of Salerno in Italy. He's written an appeal to the United Nations for the inclusion of the right to for people to have air and water to the United Nations. I think that's and have that as part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He has a wonderful petition, and I urge you to sign his petition. If you'd like more information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Briefly, I'll be at the Emerald Spiral tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Kent Commons just south of Seattle in Kent, giving readings, and I'll have copies of my book, Messages from the Masters, and I'll also have books from Messages from Water, the children's version, which is a beautiful little book that teaches children around the world about the value of love and gratitude. At 11 a.m., I'll also be giving a presentation. It's a free event, and I hope you can come. I have a wonderful lady, briefly, named Auxilia. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She uses 432 hertz music, which creates a harmonic resonance facilitating alignment within the body. And if we could just play briefly, or just for about a minute or two, her song, Flowering Consciousness, and then we'll come right back and go to my guests. Thank you so much, Eric, for playing this segment from her beautiful, beautiful music. For more information, please see Aknila's website at OXN, as in Nancy, YLIA.com. That's OXNYLIA.com. And with that, it's my next segment on the clean water for the Hopi and Navajo and my upcoming trip to see the Hopi next month. With me in the studio, of course, is Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network. Martha, it's so nice to have you here. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Oh, my pleasure, always, especially to talk about water.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We also have Michiko Hayashi, the head of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, with us now, coming to us from Mexico. I think, believe you're in Tulum, Mexico, aren't you, right now?
Yes.
Doing some ceremonies down there?
Hi, Ted. Hi, oh. Martha. Yes. Happy World Water Day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm in Mexico, Tulum, Mexico. It's a beautiful place surrounded by water.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we also have our good friend, Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation. Leon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted. Happy World Water Day.
Thank you, Leon. You know, I love all of your energies, Michiko, Leon, and Martha. You guys are just doing some incredible things. And, you know, Leon, you have so many fundraisers going on right now for the Hopi and Navajo. It's hard for me to keep up. So forgive me. I know you've kept me in the loop and sent me all these wonderful emails, but you'll have to explain them and how people can join them. But before we start, Michiko, if you could lead some prayers for Fukushima water, the Ho'oponopono, and for
Ho'oponopono,
right?
Thank you. Yes, I just did it because it was full moon and it was a spring equinox, the very first day of new era, mm-hmm. and I was honored to do. I felt honored to do that, to be able to do that with people here in Tulum, and today with everybody around the world, to honor this day of World Water Day. Let's do the water ceremony together.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
You have the tuning fork with you, Ted? If not, I can get it somewhere.
Give me a moment. I do have it, but keep talking and I'll get it out.
Okay. Well, we want to do it because today is the special day for all of us to remember we don't want to take it granted that water is all around us. But today is the day for all of us to respect water, to be thankful to water, to send love and gratitude to water, and to ask for forgiveness because we have not even thought how important water is, how life water has been given to all of us unconditionally.
Okay, wonderful. This is a 528 hertz tuning fork. In my left hand and in my right hand, I have a special crystal that's from Mount Shasta. It's full of Lemurian love and light from the city of Telos underneath Mount Shasta. And so when I hit this crystal on this tuning fork, which is at 528 hertz, 528 hertz is the vibration of love. So when I hit it, love's going to go everywhere around the planet in more than 90 countries. So I'm going to hit this now. I always try to carry this with me to raise the vibrations in the studio's vibration more. I think, Martha, have you noticed that there's more white light here in the studio now?
Oh, my eyes were closed. Yeah,
it's always beautiful when I play this. And I want to thank you, Mitchie, for reminding me to do that. Sometimes I forget. I also have them for sale if anyone's interested. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150 @gmail.com. I have the 528. Fork with the Lemurian crystals, and it really makes a beautiful sound.
So
but go ahead and say, please say the water prayer because I want to keep on track. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, please repeat after me, okay? Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, please. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Just one more time. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
And water, we love you so much.
And water, we love you so much.
And please visualize this whole earth wrapped with a golden, beautiful light and love.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's such a nice way to begin the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I just want to mention this briefly, that I'm taking a small group of people down to see the Hopi and help them with their efforts to get clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo from April 21st to the 28th. The cost is just $200 per person. We'll be meeting with Hopi elders on the new world that's being created right now. We'll be seeing sacred spiritual Hopi sites and dances. We'll be participating in water ceremonies, and the also will be visiting the first, second, and third mesas of the Hopi tribal land, and it should be a very special time. We're starting off in Sedona, Arizona, and on April 21st, we'll be meeting there at the Black Bear Restaurant in Cottonwood, Arizona. And for more information, please just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll also be visiting spiritual energy vortexes in the Sedona area, including Airport Mesa, Bell Rock, Cathedral Rock, Boynton Canyon, and as well as Red Rock Crossing. We'll also be visiting the Buddhist stupa and the Chapel of the Holy Cross, two of the most spiritual places in Sedona, and then be meeting with the Hopi elders. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you can come. Finally, if you're short on time and only can come for one day, then come to the Hopi reservation on Saturday, April 27th, with the help of Leon, and we'll get into. And Martha, there's an all-day Hopi event or a musical event with sacred dances, water ceremonies, and music with Hopi elders on the future of humanity and how we can make this planet a much better and happier place.
And that's on April 27th.
27th. That's right.
And
that's
I think, Ted, on that day, you're giving your presentation and message from Masters, I'm giving the presentation and a message from Water, too.
That's right. We're giving our presentations that day as well. So for more information, please send me an email, and I can give you a complete list of events at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, Leon's been waiting so patiently. Leon, in 25 words or less, could you please list all the events you have now for clean water for the Hopi and Navajo?
Yes, we got some great things going. The word then got out. We got some wonderful organizations behind us to make sure that the children and their families at the Hopi and Navajo have clean, fresh drinking water. The event will be at the Lake House. Civility and Unrest, that's the name of the place, and it's the Lake House Corporation in Bellevue, Washington at the W Hotel on May 25th. It's going to be an unbelievable event, a great show. We're going to have a little bit of singing, Cirque du Soleil. We got comedy from Events by Shelley, and it's just going to be a wonderful show.
Oh.
And that's May 25th, the Memorial Day weekend. If anyone like to give me a call, they can call me at 206-228-6836 or go to our website, www.cleanwaterfoundationwafor.org.
Now, Leon, you mentioned, I talked to you earlier, and you said the best time to call you is either at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Is that still true to reach you?
No problem.
No, I'm just kidding, friends. Don't call Leon at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I'm a late night guy.
Okay.
Oh, poor
okay.
Leon.
Well, I take that back. Don't call him because I don't want anybody saying, you know, Ted said it was okay to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, exactly. No.
That's just a joke for sure.
Yeah. Now, Leon, we've got about 15, 20 minutes left. I wanted to ask you about the United Nations. You've asked them for help as well with the Hopi and Navajo?
Yes. Actually, today is World Water Day, and they have shared their website about, and they're going to promote what we're doing on the website for World Water Day for the Hopi and Navajo tribe. So, they're getting involved also, and they're going to be spreading the word on World Water Day, which is today, on their website about what we're doing and also the fundraiser for May 25th.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's protecting the sacred sites is they're really hoping to advance, you know, their concern with the United Nations, you know, because while it's amazing what, you know, Leon and everyone collectively has been doing to get the water filters there, it's still not addressing the root cause of why there's arsenic and uranium in the water, which is, of course, the mining going on with Peabody and whatnot. That's, the power plant's actually on the Navajo land that's pumping the water, and then the water is coming from the Hopi. So both of them have been affected by what's going on there, and it's starting to undermine some of the sacred sites. And that's where they are hoping, they're really hoping that they can, you know, cease what's going on there, you know, based on the United Nations, you know, declaring those sacred sites worth protecting.
Excellent. Now, one of the sacred sites, I wish Ernest Tahoe is a Hopi elder, but he's a busy guy and he's driving today, and we tried to reach him, but he wasn't. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And I think Vernon Masavaya? Yeah. He had told me about the birthplace of the Hopi Nation as a place called Sipop. And that now is in danger of being either destroyed or dried up as a result of it.
Dried up. And it's the umbilical cord. They think of it as the umbilical cord to the entire planet.
So, I see.
So if there's any place to start and to think and to start shifting what's going on with water, that's the place.
Is it according to their mythology? I wish they were on today. But yeah. So if that dries up completely, does that mean the umbilical cord to the planet Earth is also dries up and terminated? So we're in danger now because of that? Or?
Well, hopefully it's a metaphor, but, you know, yeah. It's a sign of big trouble.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
Or a call to action.
A call to action,
yeah,
I would think.
That's
to
how
think
I
something
like to
positive.
See it. Yeah.
Now, the other issue, and I want to address this to Leon and Martha and Michiko, too, is that the Navajo also have bad polluted water, too. Is their mm-hmm. water as polluted as the Hopi's water is?
Yes. Okay. They actually got the same situation. It's in part of the areas, you mm-hmm. only have arsenic 5, which is bad. I mean, you only have, I mean, arsenic 5 and other contaminants in the water. Then it's a part where you have arsenic 3, which is the worst water contaminant that you can get is arsenic 3 along with uranium.
Yeah.
And so they have arsenic 3 and uranium in a lot of the area where the Navajo Reservation is. We just put arsenic 3 uranium water units for the Hopi, and now we just sent 3 water units to the Navajo that we did a fundraiser on for either schools or homes. And now with this fundraiser, we'll be sending more. But, yeah, it's really bad. I mean, you got arsenic 3 and uranium.
Yeah.
That's, you can't get no worse than that, along with a ton of other contaminants also.
Yeah, mm-hmm. while all the best fresh spring water is going to, is being pumped to clear the slurry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's just very, very sad. So
Leon,
that's really the root cause that we really want to stop.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Leon.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if anyone would like to donate for the Navajo tribe in this project,
right.
Like I said, you can go to www.cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org. And we would, if you can send a donation to purchase these water units, because that's what we're doing with the donations is purchasing water units to go into the Navajo tribe.
Yeah, and the Black Mesa Trust. You can just Google Black Mesa Trust. That describes the situation they're in, too, if you want to support that as well.
Okay. Leon, real quick, how much would it cost to provide clean water for the entire Navajo Nation?
Well, if it's similar to the Hopi tribe, it's like what we just did for the Hopi. You're looking at like $30,000 for the whole reservation.
Okay.
And I believe it would be a very similar cost for the Navajo. Because that's what we did for the Hopi tribe.
Sure, sure. Well, okay, then that's our new goal for the Navajo is to raise $30,000. And for those who'd like to donate, contact Leon at Clean Water Foundation, WA, is that right? .org, is that the...
Yeah, they can also go to naturalchoice.net, and there's a donate that links to Leon's site right on our homepage, too.
Okay.
That's easy to remember.
You can also send me an email. I'll put you in touch with the right people at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
And also, Ted, we're a 501c3, so it's a tax write-off.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Have they... I don't know a lot about the Navajo situation, but have they tried to get funding from the federal government before and been turned down the same like the Hopi were? Is that the same thing happened?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's really unfortunate is there was, for years, there was a lot of conflict between the Hopi and the Navajo until they realized that the interests that, you know, both of them ended up being misled and allowing things to happen on their property that they had no idea the ramifications. And then it's affected each other until they, you know, realized, wow, they were both taken advantage of the same way. And now that they're working together, and it is really wonderful, and that we're supporting them as well. So it's really been a healing thing that's really starting now, too.
Yeah. In the past, I know that from what I've heard that the Hopi and Navajo had a lot of conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet the federal government, when they put these tribes on the reservation, they put the Hopi right in the middle of the Navajo, probably hoping that they would have conflicts. But instead, that they would, you know.
Yeah, they've realized that it was by design, and they have, you know, transcended, you know, any conflict, and they're unified right now.
That's good.
Ever. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's wonderful. Leon, we've got about I don't know, 15 minutes or so left. Tell us, what other fundraisers do you have, or how can people also help this with this effort?
Yes, we're going to be doing a fundraiser in Kirkland at the Raw Bar, and we had a great owner, Jasmine, who's helped us out on that end. And that will be in Kirkland on the waterfront, and it will actually be an outside concert. We'll be back at the Paragon, which is on Queen Anne in Seattle, where we've had two fundraisers that's been really wonderful.
Okay.
So, we're doing, like I said, the Lake House Civility Unrest, May 25th. We'll be announcing the dates for the outside concert that will be on the waterfront in Kirkland, and also the Paragon again. So we're getting some great people behind us, corporations, everybody's joining us, and we would like everybody to join us. So for these owners of restaurants plus the bands that's playing, we have artist, Deanna Notes. She sounds like Aretha Franklin. Oh, my God. When you hear her sing,
she is amazing.
Really? Oh, how nice. How wonderful.
And, she's jaw-dropping.
And we have the Cirque du Soleil crew coming in to help us out, along with now our newest partner with the comedy is Shelly, Events by Shelly. So we're doing the variety show. Unbelievable.
It's like a happening. We're bringing together music and art and dance and, everything
it's
together.
It's a happening.
It's really, really fun. They even had a electronic concert or rave concert. And it was really fun to see all the young people all dressed up, and they had like five different DJs. This was about a month ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so, there's something for everyone. And if anybody has an idea of another fundraiser or wants to get behind it, just give Leon a call as well at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no. Strike that. Don't do it. Blame me. No, don't do it.
Will regularly post events at naturalchoice.net on the homepage so that's a good way to keep track of, what's happening, and as soon as we have lineups and have enough information. But it's very, very fluid because there's so many people that want to support this cause, and we make it easy, and every single dollar goes a really long way.
Well, I've got an idea. Leon, I'd like to invite you down to my conference. We don't have any area, but the time is really booked up now as far as like speakers go. But you could join us if you like. We're having a water ceremony in Olympia at the Artesian Well Water on Thursday, April 11th. And why don't you join us down there? That would be wonderful if you...
I'll definitely try to make it for sure, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can have a unit at a little table set up.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, Martha, that would be
wonderful.
And we'll
have the T-shirts, too.
Wonderful. Well, Michiko, I want to ask you, too, all the kids on the Hopi Land area is going to get Dr. Moto's beautiful Messages from Waters books. Could you tell everyone about that, please?
Sure. With this children's book of Message from Water, Dr. Emoto shows how it's a clue to how people can live in harmony. And because water never excludes anything, water flows and water is friendly with everything. Water gives life to everything. And without water, nothing can exist. And surprisingly, water has memory of whatever water sees or hears or anything around it. And it, depending on what kind of vibration or subtle energy that is receiving from outside, the water forms beautiful crystals or ugly crystals according to what water is observing, the energy water is observing. And through this book shows how to live in resonance with other people, friends, and most importantly, how beautiful living in love and gratitude is. And it's not just for people, but for children, but for adults and everybody. And I'm so glad that all children are getting that children's book there.
Wonderful. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because to have the book and then the water units and putting the prayer on top, I mean, it's universal. I mean, it couldn't get no better than that. It's like what they call
Jeff,
when you thought it was great, it got even greater. And we'll love to, and I'm so happy to be part of this bundle package.
Thank
I mean,
you.
What a
well,
great idea.
I am We are. I am so happy to be part of this project to help Hopi tribe and also Navajo, because for Dr. Moto and for us, indigenous people mean so much to us. We're sharing the same DNA. And so it's our pleasure to help them. And we as water, we are one. So it's so natural that we all help each other.
Well, yeah.
And the doing it on a grassroots effort, because, look, they were asking something like $22 million. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it for 60,000, two reservations. So that's it's a big difference from $22 million to 60,000.
We don't have bureaucrats, with all respect to government agency, we don't have bureaucrats paid.
We're volunteering.
At 100,000 plus per year in some nice plushy office, eating donuts and drinking coffee. We're all volunteers.
Yeah, we're all volunteers.
All volunteers.
So, and all the monies go directly
our heart
clean
in
water.
And we're letting it flow for love of water.
That's
all we do. Let it flow.
So, you know, that's the thing. President Kennedy told me.
But one thing, I think.
President Kennedy told me that the kinds of changes he tried to institute back in the early 60s were coming from the top down during his administration. But because this planet is destined to ascend and raise the vibrations, all of these changes now are coming from the bottom up.
Yep.
Like all of us and everyone on the show today. It's the same thing as we're working from the bottom up. But
yeah, and it gives an opportunity. This is a great way for anybody to feel a part of this movement. So little goes such a long way. Even just like $125 gets a unit. Leon, do you want to say how much just that unit will provide alone?
Yeah. For $125, the water unit will provide a gallon a minute. You don't have to change the filters to after 10,000 gallons of water has been used. And the Hopi was super happy about that, because they said they couldn't go nowhere. They checked everything out where it would be that affordable and that unit does that much. And the unit lasts for 30 years.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah. So
that's
even a $25 donation, I can't do it in the math in my head, but that's a lot of water.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's
so
a long
you can
time.
Really make a difference. And especially, you know, with the indigenous that have done so much for us at such great expense. It's a great way to give back.
Absolutely. Mitch, you didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and continue your thoughts. Sorry about
that. I wanted to thank you, Ted. I wanted to say, I think that the main cause might be the two causes why their water is so polluted. I'm saying this because I see the same kind of problems everywhere I visit in this whole earth, because of the industrial problems, because of all the pollution, the chemicals that all the big corporations throwing dumping to the river. That's one thing. Another thing is the big corporations are trying to take all the clean water from underground just to sell.
Well,
sell the water. And if we stop buying those water, the bottled water.
Right. Well,
they will stop. Getting the water from up underground.
One of the main problems has been Nestle Corporation, whose CEO said that people don't have a right to air and water. They don't have right to water. And I know one of the brands that Nestle bought out several years ago is Arrowhead. And if you look on the bottle, it doesn't say anything. It says natural spring water.
It used to be from Shasta.
Yeah, well, I don't know where they get it from, but if you look on the web, scientists have done chemical studies of Arrowhead water, and it's full of fluoride, other chemicals. So it's not good for you at all.
You know, Dr. Moto always said selling water is a blasphemy to God, because we write blasphemy is sell water.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
And I heard
DeSanti.
We're
not supposed to.
I heard DeSanti is just the Coke factory, just it's Bellevue tap water.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. Well, there was a story out 6 months ago that Walmart, in its distilled water, is actually tap water from Sacramento that they pay for, like, pennies for, you know, so many gallons, and they sell it for 98
cents. Even just a simple Brita filter in your refrigerator is going to save so much water bottles.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've just got a few minutes left, and I'm going to each give everybody a minute or two. Martha, you go first. You're here.
Well, I just think, you know, at least for me personally, what I love so much about the Clean Water Foundation is you're not supporting a big institute. You're just supporting people like Leon and all the people that gravitate around him, you know, like Ted Michiko and all these other people that are stepping forward, musicians, artists. And it just feels really good to be a part of something like this, because we all understand how important water is. And we see, you know, what's at risk. And it is something that we can do and are doing something about. And so, you know, I just encourage anyone that wants to feel better and know that they're doing something good.
Yeah.
A little bit goes a long way, whether it's, supporting or helping or volunteering at one of the events, or, you know, just donating a few dollars. But
gosh, it all helps.
Yeah. Stop buying water for a week and give that money to the Clean Water Foundation, right?
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. Mitchie, go ahead. Just go ahead and wrap up your interview
here. Okay, thank
you
so much. Well, I'm just so grateful that I can be here on the show to send love and gratitude to all water all around the world on this special day of World Water Day. And so grateful that that people are even paying attention to water and helping those people in Hopi and Navajo all together, because each single person's energy creates a huge energy of love and gratitude to help them. And that energy expands as we put our heart to it. Each single person is very small, but as we get together, it makes a huge ocean, and that's a beautiful energy. And one more thing I would like to appreciate is for this beautiful place where I'm staying in Tulum.
Yeah.
This is called Habitat Tulum. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. They receive people as a family, and I'm staying in the tent, special gorgeous tent, and they're sponsoring me to give my presentations to share about this message from water.
Oh, good.
So thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Mitchie, for coming on today.
Please visit them.
I wish that was where you are.
Thank you. I'm glad you came on.
I know. Please come.
Your website is www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And thank you again for coming on. And Leon, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Ted.
All right. My pleasure. My pleasure. Please stay on. Leon, go ahead and wrap up your wonderful interview. Just got a couple of minutes now.
Yes, I just would like to say thank you, Ted, for having me on your show for World Water Day. What a great day and a great show, and that we're doing some wonderful things with the Hopi and Navajo, getting the children and their families clean, fresh drinking water, and working together works, because we got everybody out there helping us from A to Z, which is wonderful. And we open our arms to anyone else that would like to come and join us on this mission to bring clean, fresh drinking water to the Hopi and Navajo tribe.
Well, thank you so much, Leon.
And beyond.
I'd like to make this a positive show with positive things people can do to make this a better planet. And this is one of the – I really appreciate all of your efforts. Mitchie and Martha and Leon, thank you so much for all you all coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Ted. Okay. Thank you to Martha and Leon.
Okay. All right. You guys have a wonderful day, and thank you again for World Water Day.
Jump in that Azure thank blue
you.
For me.
Happy World Water Day.
Okay.
Happy World
thank
Water
you
Day.
So much. Thank you so much, everyone. With that, we'll be a few minutes. We'll try to get my next guest on, Sarah Jean Sibley. She's a fantastic and famous French psychic from the Los Angeles area. She talks to angels all the time, and I can't wait to have her on. And Eric, if we could bring her on, great. That would be great. Thanks so much, Eric. Sarah Jean, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
All right.
On your show. Thank you.
Oh, merci beaucoup for coming on today. This is so nice of you to come on.
It's a pleasure.
could you give out your website so people, before I forget, so people can find out more about your wonderful work?
Yes, I have two websites, sarahjeanartfromthelight.com, art is A-R-T from thelight.com. And I have a second website, artfromthelight.com. So one website has Sarah Jean in front of it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great. Artfromthelight.com and also artfromthelight.com.
And Sarah Jean, artfromthelight.com. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, when you were when I mentioned Los Angeles here recently at the Conscious Life Expo, you had these beautiful angelic drawings of angels and Jesus and all these spiritual entities. How long have you been in contact with angels from the other side?
I think many, many lifetimes, probably since the birthing of my soul. This is how I feel. This is how I experience it. Mm-hmm. There was really no beginning. The beginning is in infinity. I feel that I always have been this way in other lifetimes, other galaxies, other worlds, and on Mother Earth. So it's a state. It's a natural state of being.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Can you see angels around me now in the studio, or do you pick up any angels and any messages?
I see so many lights, so many angels, so many masters around you, and also connected with all the people listening. And of course, they are all around the world. They are all around our beautiful planet. Oh yes, you have like a really legion of angels and archangels and masters around you, Ted, helping you with all the people you invite and all the awakeners. We are all awakeners here to be of service.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have to ask you this too. Thank you so much for saying that. With the rising vibrations of the planet going into the higher dimensions, is it easier now for angels from the other side to talk to people and come down to help us than it was before?
Yes, yes. Because right now, especially with all these changes and the vibration is absolutely uplifting. At such high dimensions right now. There were new crystalline frequencies of light, healing light, and high, high frequencies that are coming through for all of us on Mother Earth, around Mother Earth, for all of us to embrace. And these frequencies have not been on Mother Earth since the time of Lemuria. And this energy now is back. So when we choose to work from the heart, when we have the highest intention, it's very easy now. It becomes easier and easier to be in communion with higher beings of light, angels, archangels, and great masters. They are very eager to work with us, with each of us, with each of us, yes.
Oh, that's great. That is so good to hear. Some people say the planet's already shifted into the fourth and fifth dimensions, and it's just
yes.
It's just now humanity to wake up and smell the coffee or smell the roses.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you agree with that then? Because some.
Oh yeah. Yes. In fact, the light has already taken over. The light has already taken over the planet. So there is already a higher force. That is absolutely in working and expanding. It is a crystalline light for a very high vibration. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we are moving in the right direction.
Well, yes. that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now you're leaving Los Angeles soon to live in Spain. Is that right?
I will be living in Spain and also Portugal for a while, and I don't know after where I'm supposed to be, but I will be there for a while. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will be in touch with everyone I know, because my classes and workshops will be online, and I will continue everything I do. It's going to be more internationally now. Yes.
Wonderful. Could you, if you don't mind, if you could ask some of your angel friends, what kinds of things do they see happening this year for the U.S. and the rest of the world?
Well, more and more people, yes. So this is for really the whole world. More and more people are going to be more eager to awaken, eager to find a state of peace. Because this purification, all that is not matching, the highest frequency of love and light and peace is coming to the surface. And this is going to help the transformation, the transmutation, and our frequencies are going also to raise, constantly raise, and our hearts are going to open in compassion, because we have to. We have no more choice. And people who do not choose, unfortunately, to be in their heart space, mm-hmm. It's going to be very, very difficult for them. So the best thing to do at this time for all beings is really to open our hearts to each other, to be in compassion, to bring that to invite and accept that higher frequency that is moving through us and that is available on the planet right now. Because more and more people who are going to do that, this is going to help our shift to be much more gentle and smooth for everyone. So when we open our heart to receive that frequency, we help the whole world, because we are connected. We are connected with Mother Earth and the great central sun. We are deeply connected to that light that we emanate. And this light is connected with all the sacred sites on the planet, illuminating the planet and embracing the planet, helping the planet and all beings to move into higher frequencies.
Wow, what a wonderful message. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I know that since the fall of Atlantis 12,500 years ago, it's been a long time for humanity to get to this point. And
yes.
I've been told that many of the spirits and entities which were present in Atlantis 12,500 years ago when they destroyed much of the planet are back mm-hmm. again now. And I think many of them are here again. Not to destroy the planet, but to learn from their previous mistake and help in the ascension of the planet now, because I think it is the destiny yes. of Earth to ascend and for this place to be a true paradise on Earth.
Yes, yes, absolutely. In fact, when I channel the Ascendant Masters, they always tell me this amazing message. They always tell me, visualize the Earth as the Garden of Eden, and know that you are living in the Garden of Eden, and mm-hmm. see the Garden of Eden in your heart. Mm-hmm. And the Garden of Eden is the true essence of Mother Earth. It's her true spiritual self. It's her higher frequency. So this is the message of the Ascendant Masters. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Wonderful. Wow, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Are there any particular angels who'd like to come in and maybe give some messages today?
Okay, I will listen.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So the messages for all of us is to understand our beautiful divine design and to understand our oneness with all that is. Our oneness within that crystalline frequency that is now coming through. And to know that when we choose love, compassion, when we choose to open our heart and to be of service, we help all beings and the whole world. We are so important, each of us. Each of us, we are absolutely the Garden of Eden. We hold the Garden of Eden within us. Mm-hmm. We are crucial, each of us, for this phase, this evolution right now, mm-hmm. for this awakening, mm-hmm. to move into the highest frequency of love and light together with ease and grace. We can do it together. Mm-hmm. But each of us, we have to choose now to breathe into our heart, to connect with our divine design, because all is light. All is light, all is crystalline light. and we are crystalline light. We are luminous angelic beings of crystalline light frequency, and we connect in that way with all that is in divine ways. And you see, when we connect, when we access that higher frequency, we are naturally moving through life with ease and grace. It is more gentle for us. It is very gentle and nurturing for us to be within our physical body. Finally, it is easy to be within our physical body because we transcend that physical reality. And then we are impervious to anything else that is not of this vibration of love and light. And that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. And the water and the whole earth is then also finding the true essence is again then manifested within the water, because the water is already pure at its essence. But we have to see it in order to manifest again that, in order to see it. We have to see it first. We have to find it into our heart.
Dr. Masaru Emoto used to say before he passed away that water is life, and also that God is water or water is God.
Right.
And I think that was correct, very correct.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, because the essence of love and light, essence, the true essence, the memory essence of water is still there despite anything that we see on a physical reality. Mm-hmm. That vibration, that luminous God essence of life is there in all that is. So it is for us to open our heart, purify our heart, and embrace this high frequency for us to move together with ease and grace into this 5, 6 and higher dimensions of light right now, because we can already be in the 6th dimension also right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And from what President Kennedy has told me, he said that it's the destiny of this planet and humanity as well to ascend to the higher dimensions.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. I hear that too. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. The light is already now in full action, and there is no way back now. It's done. We are already moving into an expansion of this crystalline light. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Back in 1986, 87, and 88, Dolores Cannon, who was a famous American psychic, she passed away some years ago, wrote a series of books. She and her psychic students contacted Nostradamus back in the 15th century France.
Mm-hmm.
And his messages are contained in those books. If anyone's out there interested, I think the books are still published by Ozark Mountain Press. But what's fascinating about those books, Sarah Jean, is that they give all these details about the destruction of American cities and a third world war starting in the 1993, mid to early 1990s, mm-hmm. accumulating in the destruction of many American cities by 2005. But in my own conversations with Nostradamus, which I've been in contact with him now for the past about 4 years, he said that was an old timeline, and we're not going to have any kind of nuclear war now, or World War III, or Armageddon. And the timeline has changed because all of us, including I'm sure everyone listening to this program today, have made the good better choices to make this planet a better place. And because of that, there's not going to be a nuclear war, not going to be an Armageddon.
Yeah.
Are you getting the same message from your angelic friends?
I receive the same message.
Okay.
Of course, there will be challenges, but yes, I agree. I receive the same message.
Sure.
Because there were so many light workers right now, and so many people are awakening and accepting that high frequency, the crystalline light frequency that is so high right now, that it's going to be good.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
My sources too tell me on the other side that Earth is the hardest planet in this entire universe to make any positive change. This planet here, the toughest one.
Yeah.
Toughest one.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy on many levels. But again, if we choose now to embrace these higher frequencies, it's going to flow for all of us. It's going to flow, and it's already flowing.
Right.
Because when we vibrate at such higher frequency, we literally become impervious to all other lower frequencies.
Right.
We are fluid light. We move into our crystalline self, true self, the true being of who we are. I teach classes because I love this so much. I mean, it's so fascinating to study and to understand the metaphysics of our divine design, of our angelic self. So I offer classes constantly, and it's a lot of fun, and people love it, and they experience finally who they are, and it's absolutely fun, and yeah, it's amazing.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, I think we all have the spark of the divine in us, of the supreme being or God, if you will. And once we realize that, Sarah Jean, then we realize we're all one. And so if you hurt someone, you're really hurting yourself.
Yes, that's correct.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. We've got two or three minutes left, and I wanted to mention that to you so you could feel free to talk about anything you like and wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Well, I would like to bless everyone, and my wish to everyone is that everyone experience their angelic self, their higher self, and experience and accept and embrace that these highest frequencies, crystalline frequencies that are coming through right now. And if anyone wishes to contact me, please, you can go to my website, artfromthelight.com, or Sarah Jean, artfromthelight.com, and email me at sj@artfromthelight.com. And I'm so happy that I was at your show today, that I'm on your show today. It's just, I love you, Ted, and
thank you.
I want to send love to everyone. Yes.
Well, thank you, Sarah Jean. I love you, too, for your beautiful work, and you're really helping humanity get in touch with the other side. And I know that there are so many people out there waking up, and you're helping people to wake up. And that's
yes,
that's
and
wonderful.
You, too.
Yeah, well,
and
thank
so
you.
Many. We are so many now.
Yeah.
We are an amazing team of awakeners on the planet right now, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you who have children or are thinking about having children, their future is going to be very, very bright in the coming future. It's in coming world. It's not going to be one of wars or conflict. And that's the same message I'm getting too from, of course, all of my all of my spiritual friends on the other side. President Kennedy has told me that if he'd been allowed to live, we would have been in the fifth dimension many years ago, and longevity on the planet. There would be no poverty. Disease would have been eliminated. And our lifespans would have easily tripled in by now. But we're still headed there. That's our destiny.
Yes, we are.
That's what's coming. And I know that we have a very beautiful and happy happy future to us. Sarah Jean, I'm so sorry. We've just run out of time. But thank you again so much for coming on. Your website again is www.artfromthelight.com. And be sure to contact her, my friends, if you'd like an angelic reading. She does wonderful work, and she's in touch with many, many beautiful angels.
Thank you so much to everyone. Love and light and peace to everyone and to you, Ted.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah Jean. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Namaste.
Namaste, Ji. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Please celebrate World Water Day today by saying a prayer for water. Thank you so much again. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Bye-bye. Mizu.